This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:20 this morning, the sensational Zach Jackson. You're going to be in a really good mood then. It's going to be great. Also, 7:45, 2 second trivia. Your chance to go see a great movie. It's going to be great. You want to go see Doctor Strange? You have your chance coming up 7:45. All you have to do is win 2 second trivia. Going to be a heck of a time. And Brendan Gulick going to join us 9:20 this morning. Yesterday, I'm going to do this twice today. So yesterday, 9:40, because we had Mike Florio on at 9. We're going to try to get the playmaker again. You know it takes like 3 attempts to get the playmaker every time we try to get him. Playmaker again, we're going to try to get him tomorrow, right, Double A?
Correct.
All right, so Michael Irvin, we're hoping tomorrow. We'll see, and if not, we'll try him again on Friday. So we had Mike Florio on, and Mike Florio said some things that some people find incendiary. I didn't. It's his opinion. I don't agree with it about Baker Mayfield, and we're talking about human rights for a guy making $18.5 million. You don't deserve to be treated like a dog if you're making $18.5 million, but I think he's being taken care of in a humane way by the Cleveland Browns,
That, honestly, I'm not trying to throw the conversation all off, but
do whatever you want.
You have a former kicker right now suing the Jacksonville Jaguars for a reckless, a terrible, hostile work environment.
But wrongful termination.
But that's, I mean, he's saying I was not treated like even an employee. Forget about just a dog or anything like that. He said, I was not treated like a normal employee along the way that the rules are written in the NFL.
Well, maybe Baker Mayfield has a case. I mean, $18.5 million doesn't just absolve you if you're being treated inhumanely or poorly.
Well, that's the whole point. He's getting his money.
Or not as an adult.
Baker is going to get his money either way.
But it does, $18.5 million does help matters. Let's be honest here. So, all right, we'll pay attention to the Josh Lambeau thing, all right? All right. But there was another thing that came up with Mike Florio, and it was about the way the NFL is going to handle the Watson suspension. This could be all over the place, but away we go.
There are three different approaches I think the league could take. One, you suspend him now and be done with it no matter what happens with the 22 cases. Two, you wait until the 22 cases are over and suspend him then, if he's going to be suspended at all. Three, you suspend him now with the understanding that based upon how these cases play out, we may revisit it and impose further punishment. That gives them a fallback in the event there's some massive runaway verdict and the jurors tell reporters afterward they were appalled by the conduct and et cetera, it becomes a big PR mess for the NFL. They can go back and do something. So those are the three options.
And you can hear that on entire interview, 92.3thefan.com, if you wish. He said there's people in the league office that want to put Deshaun Watson on paid leave. Still, even after the criminal cases have been settled or not brought to court, that there's people in the league office who want to put him on paid leave until next year, which is not good. Doesn't make a ton of sense. Those are his words.
I don't think it makes any
sense.
Those
are Florio's words, not ours. That's what Florio said.
Other than optics, the only reason you would be doing that is because you feel like the NFL is going to get, ripped by so many people because he plays week one?
I guess so. Roger Goodell was, I believe, a PR individual, so it would be with PR. And if you find one person or two people in the league office that have that opinion, you could say it. I don't know what level they are, and I really don't think it's going to happen. But, again, he's reporting. I'll take his report. Right. Then the conversation turned into, who gets the starting reps? And Owen and I got into it. We said our sorries yesterday after the show. It's even on the podcast. And I'll say it again at 9:40 today because it was the same time, same audience. If I get a little bit of time to think, because I got mad at you, I didn't have any time to think, Tone. It would still be Deshaun Watson, right? Because I can't treat him as a suspended individual when he's not been suspended.
Right, I think this is a tricky situation for the Browns, and this isn't, no matter how smart you are as a front office or dumb, whatever, this is a complicated situation. I don't think this is an easy one to start to think about that because don't forget, Jacoby Brissett hasn't been here either. So I know as a backup, when you are brought in as a backup, just like Case Keenum, it's expected that regardless of how few reps you have, you're supposed to come in and be ready to go no matter what.
I can't ignore what he's accused of in civil suits. It's not ignoring it. But you have to do your best to compartmentalize it and put it somewhere else because we're supposed to be professionals here. We're supposed to try to go out and win football games at some point. We have OTAs. We have rookie mini camps. We have things like this. He's working with people. We've seen the videos that he's working with people now. He's in the offense. I have to try to conduct our football team. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I have to try to conduct our team with professionalism. And I don't know, like I brought up the old adage of the Colts with Peyton Manning where the question was asked and it's like, why don't you guys let Jim Sorgi or whoever take any first team reps? And somebody had remarked, well, if 18 goes down, we're bleeped and we don't practice bleeped. We just don't do that. Which I think is probably an extreme to some level. Maybe Jacoby Brissett gets a few first-team reps here and there. I don't think there's any harm in that. But Deshaun Watson, if he's not suspended yet, Deshaun Watson gets those first-team reps. Because then, and I didn't have a chance to think about this yesterday, and once I sat down for 3 minutes, I went, wait a minute, whoa. How could I put him out there and say, okay, you have to stand on the sidelines because you could get suspended? Then I'm just creating the distraction myself. My whole goal as a football coach, no matter what I feel or whatever, is to not create the distraction. That's the whole thing. So as long as there's nothing that's said, he's going to be the starting quarterback week one until the NFL makes their decision, and he's going to get the first team reps.
Yeah, man, I hate to say this. I really hate to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Go ahead and say it anyway.
It goes down the path of exactly what you said in that Peyton Manning story and example.
Yeah.
Which is, if this suspension is worse than we think it's going to be, and we don't know. We really have no evidence.
Florio brought up the Brower thing, but
Dan Wetzel said yesterday on the afternoon show, he's like, yeah, well, he's going to get suspended for 8 games. I mean, I don't see the NFL.
Was he flippant about it when he said it?
He's just like, yeah, basically, probably Dan talks to whoever he talks to around the league and different front offices too, and maybe people just assume that's going to happen. The Browns do not assume that at all.
But what I'm getting at, Ken, is if that happens
and it's way worse than we thought it was going to be, it's going to be a lost season. I think we just have to accept that. It's going to be a lost season
in the
prime of Myles Garrett's career and the prime of Nick Chubb's career. It's just going to be a lost season.
Well, we'll see how the schedule shakes out here coming up Thursday
night. I don't think it matters.
I know that there's leaks and everything.
I don't think it matters, Ken. If it's eight games, I hate to say it, but we're just going to, at the end of the year, when they don't make the playoffs, we're just going to say, well, yeah, our starting quarterback was out 8 games.
Even if the schedule is imbalanced and they put the tougher games later in the season?
You're not going to know who the tougher games are. You don't know what other teams are healthy.
You're right about that.
We do this every year.
We thought Green Bay was going to be good that year, and DeSean Kizer nearly beat them. They were up by 14 going into the fourth.
You just don't know. By the way, the Baltimore Ravens, you had 2 games within 3 weeks, and Baltimore was a shell of what they were supposed
to be. Lost six in a row.
So you don't know. We can say it, and we'll do a schedule game, and we'll talk about whether or not, and we'll try to act smart about the schedule. The reality is, you just don't know what quarterbacks you're going up against.
You laid an entirely different question on me here, because it was almost like first-team reps, who gets the first-team reps, but we're kind of all in agreement. Like, hey, Deshaun, are we all in agreement? Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson gets the first-team reps until told otherwise?
Yeah. Okay.
If you're saying, I mean, if he's
well,
you're
gonna tell him why
games,
you're doing the champions pose. Just so
we'll say it again at 9:00. Everybody knows. We'll do it again at 9:40. Owen was right. My first reaction was wrong. I was upset because I didn't have a second to think about it. And if I would have taken another second to think about it, I go, no, he's not suspended. He gets the first team reps. It's okay. We get new information and we can have time to think for a second. Owen's right. No problem saying that. So anyway. If you're saying if he's suspended for 8 games, the season's lost. I don't think they can afford to do that. You say that. You really think the fans are going to feel that way? It's just a lost season.
No. They are going to. Fans will never say it during the season because you always have hope. But after the season, if he misses eight games, they most likely miss the playoffs. What would their playoff odds would plummet if it's
they
if
would.
It's Jacoby Brissett, guys?
They would.
Guys, it absolutely. I mean, do you think Jacoby Brissett's going to play? How much better do you think he's going to play than Baker did last year?
But they are still tasked.
Probably, some people would say not at all. I think he might play worse.
But I don't, and I understand you're not saying that they just give up. I get
no,
that.
No, of course
but
not.
But they're still tasked with trying to make it, and my first thought would be, okay, you're suspended for eight games. What's my realistic goal for Jacoby Brissett? Can I get a 4-4 record before Deshaun Watson comes back?
We can hope for that, but if we were in any other city, if we were in any other NFL market, And we were doing, hey, whip around. Let's check in on Cleveland. All right, Deshaun Watson only plays how many games? 9, whatever. You'd say, oh, they'll miss playoffs. They'll miss playoffs. That's what you would say. Anywhere else in the country, you would say that. Here, we'll have hope.
Do you agree?
Because we have to do a show every day. We're not just going
to
say it's over.
I have to disagree with you. 216-578-0092.
What part are you disagreeing with?
I'll tell you when I come back, when we come back. Do you agree with Lyman? Do you see it that way? If Dan Wetzel's really saying it's going to be 8 games and that the season's lost, fine. 216-578-0092. We'll get to you guys, whether or not you agree with Lima, and 2-second trivia, 7:45 on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
My guess is that he's going to miss half a season minimum. You know, I think the Browns are looking at it like, hey, if we lose him for half a season, it's all right. Maybe even we lose him for a season. That's the gamble you're taking on this. There's just such an unknown. But I don't think there's any chance that you're going to see him in September or anything like that. I mean, we talk about Brady. Brady got 4 games for a football that probably wasn't even deflated. What are you going to get on this? What's the standard? Ezekiel Elliott got 6. You know, different things like that. I would expect this to be at least 8.
That's Dan Wetzel on Afternoon Drive earlier yesterday. Hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Love Dan Wetzel being on the station. Love Dan Wetzel being on the show. We're big fans of Dan. Lima is personal friends and has had beverages with Dan Wetzel. But you hear Dan Wetzel say that. I mean, if he's out for 8 games, it's a huge blow. It is a huge blow. We're just going by what Dan Wetzel said, which, folks, this is a moving target. There are weeks, there are days where I go, is he going to be suspended at all?
Yeah, that's where I was at.
And there are days where, like, you get to talking to people around the league, and you get to talking to you exchange some texts with people, and all of a sudden you're like, boy, I don't know if he's going to have any suspension at all. I think it's all systems go. And then I swear to you, 24 hours later, it's like, I don't even know if they're going to ever let him be on the field again. Like, it is such a wild thing. So today, we can only respond to that. For what I think Dan might be saying here, and I'm not trying to put words in Dan's mouth. Dan said what he said. 8 seems like the... not happy, but the medium,
ugh.
Right? It's like, all right, it's in the middle. But you said, if it's 8, it's a lost season. Then you brought out a hell of a card on me here. And I want to note, do you agree with Lyman? Lyman said if he suspended 8 games, it's a lost season.
It'll end up being. They're not going to cancel the season. What I mean by lost season is that Jacoby Brissett with Amari Cooper being your 1 and who knows who being your number 2 with that situation, your offensive line may not be as strong going into the season as we thought last year's was going to be. Like, yeah, Jacoby Brissett, are you expecting a lot better than what you got out of Baker last year? Out of Jacoby Brissett,
last year? I expect Baker Mayfield, he's a better quarterback, and then people obviously would shine up with, well, you have the quarterback. Guys, that ship has sailed. We know that. But I would expect Baker Mayfield to be a better quarterback, but we can't do anything about that anymore. So if he's suspended for 8 games by what Dan Wetzel said, just and he's taking a stab at it here, it can't say it's a lost season. And I don't think anybody in any fan base would say, well, you know, he was suspended for 8 games, way undue. And I know that's not what you're saying. I just know that's not how any front office is ever going to operate. And I just know that's not how any ownership is ever going to operate.
They're not going to tank it out if they don't have a first-round pick. It's not like you're going to...
But it's not even that. It's not even that. I'm not starting here in May saying, okay, what if a suspension was handed down today, May 11th, that he were suspended for 8 games? It wouldn't be like, well, that's it. I'm talking about January. That's what I'm saying. Because he will have been there halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. And so my goal for Jacoby Brissett would be 4-4. Can you get me to 500? Can you get me to 3-5 even? And then when Deshaun Watson takes over, there's going to be a lot of heat. There's just no way I can say I can let it be a lost season. I have so much money wrapped up into Myles Garrett. I have so much money wrapped up into Denzel Ward. And I know that the money wrapped up into Denzel Ward doesn't look, it looks worse than what it is because of the $1 million that he's taken this year and everything. But I have so much wrapped up in that, and I have years wrapped up in that. And there's still going to be big changes here, big changes coming up in the next year. Like you took the kid from Mississippi State because he might have to replace Greedy Williams. Well, I need a good year out of Greedy Williams. Greedy Williams needs a good year out of himself. But this is year four. I need a good year because if I go into next year, I don't know if Greedy Williams is going to be there. So I'm losing some and flipping over some roster. See, the window's still open. The window got reopened when they trade for Deshaun Watson. But you still have moving pieces that are turning around. And I just can't afford to waste any years. So then it would be, what is my head coach doing? You're so smart. You're so ingenuity. You have such ingenuity with this offense. I've given you Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is one of the premier running backs of the NFL. I still have Kareem Hunt, even though we talked about trading the guy last week. I still have all these people that you can use at your disposal. How can you not go out there and do this? It will fall on his head. I know how these conversations go, and you know how these conversations go. If they were to go 7-10, what am I to say? Even then, if they went 10-7 and missed the playoffs, I could look at it and go, hey, man, they were 2-6, and then they ended up winning this amount of games and finished 10-7. They went 8-1 or whatever it is during the stretch. I was like, man, Kevin Stefanski needs to stay. Everything needs to stay. We're going well. I know there's no such thing as momentum, but it's been proven here on paper they're a really good team. Let's go into 2023 together. But if they were like just not good, it's just going to cost your coach your job. And I think that any person outside would probably say that just because of the way the NFL is now. He's in year three.
I don't disagree with a word of what you just said. What I'm saying is, like, the Ravens fans this year, they're just saying last year was a lost season because of injuries and Lamar Jackson missed 5 games. Okay, so they're saying lost year. If Deshaun misses 8 games and you miss the playoffs, every single fan who's telling me I'm wrong right now is just going to chalk it up to a lost season. Because of Deshaun. That's all. Guys, I know what you're going to do before you do it.
But
that's exactly what's going to happen. We're all going to sit here, and we're going to have so much hope going into next year, as well we should, because we're going to say, yeah, we had Jacoby Brissett starting.
That's why
we didn't make the playoffs.
But
guys,
when we had Ken Wyman on at the beginning of the week, Ken Wyman also said, hey, you got fans calling in talking about trading Deshaun Watson. Like, there is a level of uneasiness that
Lamar
makes
Jackson,
fans.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say Deshaun Watson? I'm sorry. Lamar Jackson. Goodness gracious. You have fans calling in talking about trading Lamar Jackson. And I would think that's crazy, but that it leads to a level of uneasiness. Now, one has a contract settled. That's Watson.
Of course there will be uneasiness.
But you will have people wanting to make strong decisions. And owners, if we have not had it proven to us, with the exception of like 5 of them or 3 of them, owners are giant fans. They're just very powerful, very wealthy fans. Mm-hmm. And if enough fans that are like them say, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach, you might put your coach behind an 8-ball that you didn't really want to. So 8 games, there's just so much heat. It can't be a lost season, and I can't even in January chalk it up to that. Let me get to Deshaun in Cleveland. Hello.
What's going on, fellas? Lima, how disrespectful are you going to be this morning?
Okay. We're off to a good start. Go ahead.
Jacoby Brissett was 2-3 last year with the bum Dolphins. Okay, you act like there's no way possible he can go 4-4. Hold on. One more thing. 2019, well, the guy played 15 games. He was 7-8, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 4 rushing touchdowns with the Colts. Would you agree that our roster is a little better than the Colts?
Colts have a pretty damn good roster. I don't know. Rosters?
We do, yeah.
Actually, I think the Colts have a pretty damn good roster. They just had Carson Wentz fall apart at the end of the year.
I'm talking about, okay, whatever. I don't believe so, but whatever.
Well,
his first year as a rookie, he was 1-1. Like, you're acting like there's no way he can
I think Brissett is probably a below-average quarterback that can play average at times.
You did want Jacoby Brissett at one time for this team.
Yeah, when we had the worst quarterback play in the NFL, yes. But then I think kind of Brissett over time has been exposed
but the
and
team,
has limitations.
The team is better.
His arm strength is bad.
That's
he's
true.
Inaccurate.
But he's still smart enough to be in the NFL and conduct the offense. And
sure.
That's what Kevin Stefanski's role is to take care of him.
Sure, I think they'd be in trouble with this wide receiver situation as constituted today. Now we'll see. They still have time to bring somebody in.
Thank you,
as constituted today, they'd be behind the eight ball big time. Like if it was Jacoby Brissett and you had one of the best wide receiving corps in the league,
They wouldn't be playing from a position of great strength,
saw,
I understand
And
that.
As we saw last year, just having the great running game, not good enough. I mean, they missed the playoffs with one of the best running back situations in the league.
What would we be saying? So they went down, they talked to Deshaun. We were under the impression after that first talk that he wasn't coming. Baker said he's not coming back either now. He didn't want in because they talked to Deshaun. What would we be saying about the Browns right now if Jacoby Brissett was the plan, was plan A?
People would be panicking.
Right.
Wouldn't be thrilled.
So in this scenario where we're saying he could be starting the first 8 games.
Well, you would adjust
why would we be assuming?
You would adjust your again, my goal, you could go even if you go 9-8. If you go 8-9, I can't guarantee anything. It will matter how it looks in December. If you look good in December and you finish 8-9, it's like, well, people can kind of cool off there.
Well, yeah, that means you started 2-6.
You started off terrible, and then they will be at the doorstep. They will absolutely be outside the gates for you. But if you cool them off in the second half, it is how things end. You can calm down the natives, and everything will be fine. I'm not saying you have to make the playoffs. You got to look like a team that if they didn't have Deshaun Watson suspended for 8 games, you would have made the playoffs. And there is a huge there's millions of dollars for Kevin Stefanski that's on the line between those two sentences. Mitch on St. Clair, you're next up on the Fan.
Listen, doing the unthinkable right now, and I'm going to protect Lima for once in my lifetime. He's right. It's the lost season. And when it comes to backup quarterbacks, yeah, you can put numbers out all you want. But it's the Fitzpatrick situation. He's going to be good for stretches, but he's not going to be good for the time you want him to be. I don't think they're going to be 4-4 or 5-3. They may be even worse than that. This roster is not built for a backup quarterback, in my opinion. I think the roster is built for a quarterback to play at his best level, and that's either Deshaun Watson. That's why you guys know I love Baker.
Do you not think the roster is very good, Mitch?
I think the roster is very good if you have a very good quarterback.
So you don't think the roster is very good? that's what you're saying.
Let me put it like this, I'm Cam, because right now you're going to be my enemy. I'm going
to
tell you like
I don't know why we need to be enemies. We're just having a conversation here, bud.
And since I'm the enemy, the enemy of my enemy is actually
my friend.
Yeah, whatever. But listen, there goes with a situation when you have teams that without the quarterback, the roster isn't very good. And I'm going to say it like this. You guys have a wide receiver room that we really don't know about. We're kind of in a position with the offensive lineman when I don't know how my left tackle is. I don't know how my center is. I don't know how my right guard is going to – I mean, my right tackle is going to be after coming off the injury. So it's a lot of question in there. And if you have a quarterback as elite as Deshaun Watson – then I believe that that's going to boost the roster. But Jacoby Brissett, even though he's a good backup quarterback, I don't think that he's the type of quarterback that can overcome situations as far as
improving. My goal, like the goal is not, Mitch, thank you very much for the call. Your goal right now is to go to the Super Bowl because he's not suspended.
Right.
He's not suspended right now. So the goal is Super Bowl 57. when he gets suspended, if he gets suspended, if it is 8 games, the goal changes significantly. The goal is to get to the playoffs.
I agree. Yes.
The goal is to make it look good. The goal is to calm down everybody else. And I know people will then, once they find out how long he's suspended, if he is suspended while Baker Mayfield's on the roster, there are plenty of people on my Twitter account going, no, Ken, open it up right now. Open that can of worms. I'm going, guys, I ain't going to open up that can of worms, and I have a million reasons why. But if I have a 4-4 record, that's my goal. I'm asking for 500 out of my backup quarterback. If I run the ball, I play good defense with my $125 million defensive end. If I play good defense with my $100 million cornerback, mm-hmm. with my great draft pick last year in JOK, I mean, you get what I'm pointing out here. Mm-hmm. You can beat some of these teams. 4-4 is still a tall order. I'll grant you that. I will grant you that. 4-4 is a goal. What I would expect, I would hope, 3-5. Get me to 3-5 and make it look good towards the end. Because you're the one who said, hey, he's not going to be rusty coming back. You don't believe that at all.
I think he's going to be fine. I think the problem is that you're in the AFC and that you're in the AFC North.
It is tough.
And that all these quarterbacks are here. So you're going to war with Jacoby Brissett and just Amari Cooper while the other teams are going to war with better receivers and obviously better quarterbacks. That would be the issue. And we could talk about the defense all we want. I still don't know about Clowney. I was assuming Clowney was going to be here. I haven't heard anything lately. But if it's just Jacoby Brissett and Amari Cooper, you are at a distinct disadvantage compared to the other teams, compared to Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. Kidding me?
There will be pressure on then Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry isn't going anywhere. But there will be pressure on Andrew Berry because the play, your running game is going to have to change, and it's going to have to be used heavily.
I thought case last year.
That comes down
to...
Well, you thought the second...
They failed that test with flying colors last year.
Who called the red flag on that? Huh? Or who ordered the code red on that? We don't know. We can't guarantee
I hope they learned from that because that was a disaster.
But if Jacoby Brissett is healthy, will Jacoby Brissett play scared the way Baker did? I don't think so.
Yeah,
he's going to take some hits, but I don't think he's going to play scared.
I did like Brissett... but over time now, he's proven to be as inaccurate as Baker is. He's actually less accurate. Baker is one of the worst.
Well, when it comes to healthy quarterbacks, yes, I think we'd all rather have Baker. That's fine. But that's in theory. That's not actually in placement with the locker room and just a billion other things that we will get into at some point. If I have Jacoby Brissett, I become more reliant on my running game. The reason I said it's more on Andrew Berry a little bit, or there's going to be a spotlight on Andrew Berry a little bit here, is because what does Nick Harris do at the center position? What does Jedrick Wills do at left tackle?
Big question mark.
What does Jack Conklin do at right tackle? Can he stay healthy through the first 8 games to help you out there? Because Deshaun Watson is a quarterback that you got so you can help yourself stay afloat when guys get hurt. And then he's a guy to help you go further and further and further down the playoffs. He's supposed to be elite. That's what you paid him for. But I'm supposed to have a good roster, and if you're telling me that this team is built for an elite quarterback to just keep them there, then you don't think very highly of the roster, then who are we really talking about right now? Who are we scapegoating? I don't want to turn it into a scapegoat. We got to call it what it is. We got a bunch of people here. You want to do 2 second trivia? You want to do it at 8:45? All right, switcheroo. 8:45, 2 second trivia. We'll get to you guys. Do you agree with Anthony? Would it be a lost season if Dan Wetzel is right and Deshaun Watson was suspended for 8 games? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan. And remember where I'm standing. A lot of fans are disagreeing with you. You said it's a lost season if Deshaun Watson misses 8 games.
I said it'll end up being that. Not that we're not going to root for them every week and a plea for them to win. But when the season's over, they'll miss the playoffs. I'm most likely sure they'll miss the playoffs in the loaded AFC. We're going to all just say, yeah, it's a lost season. Your quarterback got suspended for 8 games.
Clearly, I know what you're talking about, but clearly we'll also use those sentences against you if the Browns start winning some football games. That's the way it works here. You know that. But there's a lot of people agreeing with me. I think they're agreeing. Some of them are agreeing for the wrong reasons. Some of them are right on the mark, but I'm talking about not as of May, June, or July. I am saying for January. January is the month. Because it's exactly what Dan Wetzel just said right there. Dan Wetzel said, they say they're fine. He said they might be preparing for half a season, and if they miss half a season, that's what it is. These are always the best intentions that the Browns have. Remember, the Browns went into, no matter what Hugh Jackson has to say, the Browns went into 2016 and 17, we knew what they were doing. We knew what it was about. And they went in saying, we're going to keep this coach, we're going to keep this general manager, and they didn't keep either of them. Because there's a huge difference in how we all feel, including your owners. And this is every NFL football team with the exception of like three. including your owners, of what you feel about him in July and what you feel about him in January. Some feel a lot better. Most feel a lot worse. In our experience, it's been a lot worse. So I have to talk about this as of how we are going to feel as soon as the season ends in January. How are you going to feel about that? If you're 10-7, I can make an argument for you. If you're 10-7 and made the playoffs, I don't need to make an argument for you because you made the playoffs. That's the goal. If you're 10-7 and you miss the playoffs, I can roll up my sleeves and I can argue for Stefanski. I'm sure some people might be upset with Barry. I can argue for Barry. I can do all those things. If you are 7-10, there's nothing I can do. It's going to be up to your owner. It's going to be up to how you looked in certain games and the case that's against you. 216-578-0092. Wallace in Warrensville Heights, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Not much. Go right on ahead, Wallace. We're doing well.
Man, I'm telling you, man, if we lose him for 8 games, which is ridiculous, first of all, he shouldn't be suspended. If the guy is found innocent in the court of law, why would the NFL punish him?
Ezekiel Elliott is wondering the same thing, and he got 6 games.
Yeah, we've done that to death, though. No. Go ahead, Wallace. Go ahead with everything else.
And then, of course, we know a civil suit could be lost, you know, and you not necessarily be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, if we did lose them for 8 games, I still believe that the playoffs are definitely in range. I believe that because, I mean, when I look at it, the play from Baker Mayfield, I think Baker Mayfield single-handedly, I mean, whether he was injured or not, he didn't make easy plays in my or the composure. It wasn't the play because he just didn't have the composure to make the plays. I feel like he was trying to do too much. He may have been injured or whatever, but I think it was primarily his fault that we didn't make the first round. I feel like if we had any of our second or third string quarterbacks in, we would have still made the first round of the playoffs last season.
Well, I think it was probably one too many with him, like one too many games. That Pittsburgh game, he just was not ready to compete.
Yeah, but I think that if he would have set it down as soon as he got injured, I think that we would have still made the playoffs with second or third string. Definitely.
Well,
so, I mean, from what I've seen from the third string when he played, we lost that game that he did play, but I think he played very well, and he looked better than Baker to me, minus the arm strength.
Well, Wallace, I'll tell you, and thank you very much for the call. I don't think the season is lost. I can't chalk it up to a lost season, even if Deshaun Watson's out 8 games. I mean, there is a time where if he were to be lost for, like, double digits, then I'd have to go, okay, what are we really talking about here? But I just think, half the season.
Guys, look around the league. Anytime a starter misses 4 games, you panic. If you're talking 8 games and you go from Deshaun Watson to Jacoby Brissett, I don't know who would be still. If I told you right now Deshaun Watson is missing 8 games, and again, we all are in agreement here that we don't want him to miss 8 games. We don't think he's going to, but we're just going off what somebody said yesterday and what some other people have alluded to, as well as Mike Florio. If Deshaun Watson is missing 8 games, you know what Vegas is going to do to your probability of making the playoffs? It's going to be next to nothing in the AFC and in this division. It just is.
Elvis in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I disagree because I look at it like this. Number one, we don't even know if he's going to get suspended. It's a speculation. He's not on the commissioner's exempt list. That's number one.
We've gone over this. We know. But right. Again, Ezekiel Elliott got 6 games and was never charged.
Okay, I understand that. Then, even if he does miss a few games, 6-8 games, whatever, we have Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett, he was a top-of-the-line starter at one point in time. We can rely on him because we have a good running game. And Jacoby
Brissett, did you think Baker Mayfield was in 2020 if Jacoby Brissett was top of the line?
Jacoby Brissett was
– Baker was a Hall of Famer.
Jacoby Brissett
Baker was a Hall of Famer. I'm saying Jacoby Brissett's skill set is totally different from Baker. Jacoby Brissett can extend plays. So we can rely on our running game where we have Jacoby Brissett because he can extend plays with his legs. He know how to get out the pocket. He can stand in the pocket and throw the ball. He can extend the plays by getting out, by rolling out and getting out the pocket.
I understand what you're saying, Elvis. Like, I don't want to sit there and highlight one thing you said about Brissett. But what I think you're getting at, and thank you very much for the call because I want to get to one more here, is that he will be able to compose himself and find wide receivers. It's just going to put a little bit more pressure on our wide receivers, which our wide receiver room is still not overwhelmingly great. You have Amari Cooper there. It's going to put more pressure on David Bell because, you're again, I'm trying to ask him to convert third to first down at a higher rate so I don't have to go and kick field goals there and I can extend drives. That's going to put more pressure on David Bell across the middle. Jay in Akron, got to go quick. Go.
All right, so my issue, I got to take issue with Tone on this one because for the past 7 months, I've been listening to him tell me my quarterback play was dumpster juice.
It was. And yeah, it was.
So how on the same hand is Jacoby Brissett better than a one-armed Baker Mayfield?
I think Dolphin fans would tell you he was dumpster juice last year. I think that's exactly what they would tell you.
And we missed the playoffs by, what, 1-2 games?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jacoby Brissett has two arms and can play any sort of quarterback play, then that means we should be a lock-in for the
playoffs. No, he was just as – I'm going to repeat this again. Baker, over the last four years, has been one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks in the NFL. Bottom three, Jacoby's been worse. I don't know how many times I've played
games.
Who do you guys think you're getting?
Hold on, Jacoby Brissett.
I liked him. By the way,
hold on.
Do you guys think he's Michael Vick 2.0? He's got less rushing yards per game than Baker Mayfield.
You did want
he's
him a couple
not
years
some
ago.
Speedster that gets out of the pocket and runs around and makes plays like Patrick Mahomes.
Well, if my quarter,
who the hell do any of you guys watch any other games? Did any of you watch Miami Dolphins games last year?
Okay.
Kenny, you watched them.
How many games?
How good? Ask anybody from Miami. Who do you think you're getting out of Jacoby Brissett? Are you guys just going to do Homer Radio every single day here? Don't act like they are going to make the playoffs. Jacoby Brissett is starting 8 games. That's nonsense.
You gotta put the safety on.
Oh, sorry about
a second
that.
There. Second of all, are you just going by the year? Give me the stats you got. I know we gotta go. Give me the stats. What did you say? The years? How many over the last?
He has
how many
a career 60% completion percentage.
Okay,
that's dead last.
I want to highlight that. I want to highlight
any starter, that.
That
is dead last.
All right, remember that over the next couple of minutes. Zach Jackson
dead
joins us
last.
Zach,
not second last.
Not fourth last. Not fifth last. Yep.
Smack dab at the bottom.
Yes. Coming up next, we got Zach Jackson at 8:20. And next, it's never too late to mend fences. And I am not talking about who you guys think I'm talking about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.